Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Beach Feet. This story was written by Kiyomi Onagaya and illustrated by Masamitsu Saito. And it is read today by Mommy. And who are you?
Kiki!
Chicky?
Chicky.
Chicky. Mommy and Chicky. But before we get started, we want to give our patrons shout out. Because we have patrons. They're our friends that help us get these stories out to you every single day. We have been telling stories every single day for 4 years. And that's a long time. That's a lot of stories. That's over 1,000 stories just for you, my friends. And the people who help us with that, our patrons, deserve a lot of appreciation. So today we want to say a special thank you to our friends Oscar and Zadie and their mom Bridget. And we want to say, guys, we really hope that you're having a great summer vacation. Right now we are reading a book in a tent, would you believe? It's true, we are. And we're going to camp in this tent. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And some people do that on summer vacation. They go camping. And some people go to the beach. And that's what we're going to read about today. And you know what? Some people camp at the beach. Bonus points for those people. So let's read this story. Are you ready?
Or.
Yeah?
They camp close to the beach so that they can go swimming and then go back to their tent.
Mm-hmm.
And then go swimming and then go back to their tent.
Yeah. There's lots of fun things you can do.
Yeah.
So, let's read this one. Are you ready?
Chicky.
Here we go. I'm at the beach. Yippee! The warm, salty breeze tickles my nose. My shirt is off, and I'm ready for the waves, says the little boy. And it looks like he has like a little boogie board. Like a little surfboard, or maybe it's an inner tube. Kind of hard to tell from the picture. Let's see what happens on the next page.
Inner tube.
It's an inner tube. You're right. Oh, I want to run, but my flip-flops keep sinking into the sand. I know. I'll kick them off. Whee! Ow! The sand is burning hot. Oh, have you ever had that problem before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you go to the beach in the hot summer, in the hot sun, the beach can get pretty hot because the rocks, the sand is made out of rocks, right? That heats up. Well, sand is made of several composites. There's rocks and it's also bits of shell and all kinds of stuff. But it can get pretty hot. And when it does get hot, ooh, you can burn your little toes. Ow, ow, ow! I have to run quickly into the water, he says, with his inner tube tied around him, and off he goes as fast as he can. Yeah, it looks like it's a pretty hot day at the beach. Ah, the wet sand feels good, cool and soft. Wait, isn't that true when you put your feet, if your feet have been hot and you put your feet on the soft, cold sand? What a relief. That feels pretty good. Look! Here comes a wave. Splash! It's loud and cold and big, and I like it, he says. Yeah. Swoosh! The wave is going back out, taking the sand with it, and the sandy ripples tickle my toes. Have you ever seen how the sand can pool around your feet when a wave pulls the water away? It's kind of fun. What's this? I've stepped on something hard. Look! I found a shell! Oh, wow. That's another thing you can do at the beach. If you're not allergic to shellfish, you can find shells. And sometimes you can even find little things inside of them, too. Did you know that?
Like what?
Well, I know there have been people out there who go hunting for clams and sand dollars, all kinds of things. And you can find them still alive, squirting water up at you saying, "Leave me alone." Oh, here comes another wave. It's gigantic. Splash. This time, our little boy has fallen right into the water, the briny wet water, and it has pulled him out. Now that the ocean is calm again, I can float on the waves. Look, I'm floating like a jellyfish, he says, as he floats along in his inner tube. You know, jellyfish are what? They are poisonous. Yes, you don't want to go touching them because they sting. But they're actually not fish. They don't have backbones. So they are not, in fact, a fish. They're misnamed. I like to wiggle my toes in the water. Oh, I can't touch the bottom. Wait, I think it cannot make to be toes. Anyway, I'm all right because I know I can swim. Splash, 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 splash. And there he is swimming away with his inner tube. It's important to know how to swim. We should definitely do that.
Yum. Now I feel the sun on my feet and they are happy and toasty and warm,
he says as he lays down in his inner tube in the sunshine. And it feels nice. And then he goes out and buries himself in the sand afterwards. He'll be all sandy and have to clean himself up.
But he put his flip-flops on himself.
He put his flip-flops on. He buried himself in the sand, and then he put his flip-flops on top of himself. It is fun to go to the beach, and it is fun to be at the ocean or at the lake or even at the swimming pool. And all those places can have really hot surfaces to stand on with bare feet, so you have to be careful, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how much fun is it to do that during the summer? It's pretty nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lake, mm-hmm. The ocean, mm-hmm. Or a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
The water is mostly cold, and all of them combined, mm-hmm. equals a frozen lake, a frozen ocean.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because they're all super cold and they make froze.
They make you freeze, so it feels like you're in a big frozen ocean when you go into... Well, I think they might be cold at the very beginning of summer because there hasn't been enough sunshine to warm them up. But I think by middle of summer, the swimming pools and the oceans and the lakes and stuff, they get a little bit warmer. Well, the oceans, I guess, not so much, but the lakes and the pools, probably, yes. The oceans don't really change that much temperature, I don't think.
The lake... temperature,
yeah.
But not as much.
Well, you can even find some pools that are heated. Did you know that? Yeah, some pools have fancy heaters in them to make the water warm all the time. That's a lot of fun. But that's all to say.
The end.
Thanks for joining us. The end.